If you want to break up with me, you have to return the 10 roasted chickens I sent you. Now, this is not said by me. It's made by a young man in Henan province. After a policeman mediates, the girl agrees to return 5 roasted chickens instead of 10. 焦作街头的一对情侣闹分手，男友称分手可以的，赔我10只烧鸡。在民警的调解下，姑娘答应赔5只。Hilarious it may be, but this actually touches upon a sensitive topic among couples. That is, should people ask gifts...if we can call, you know, food a gift back when they break up with their partner.
No, I would say very simply no. Because by definition, when something is considered a gift, and when you give that gift to somebody else, then that person is the owner of this specific thing.
Unless it's an engagement ring, then that's different. Yeah.
So if this thing is already that person's, then you have no right to say, I want it back because it's no longer yours.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's really difficult to say what is appropriate and what is not appropriate. I think that breakups are always difficult, especially if it was a passionate relationship. In English, though, we have a phrase. It is very politically incorrect, but we still use it quite often. And so it's used to describe someone who gives a gift but then asks for it back. We call them an Indian giver, kind of referring to the way that the Indians were treated usually by the British and the subsequent American governments, where they would...ostensibly, you know, give the Indians their land only, you know, a generation later or 10 years later just to take it back by force.
Wait, but shouldn't that be an American giver or a British giver?
I have no idea. Yeah, you're right. But this isn't the phrase that we use.
Right.
But yeah, I think it's difficult because for me, it just comes down to sentimental value, right? Mm. Like if we're in what is understood to be in a committed relationship, we've been together for 2 or 3 years, I give you something of my mother's, right? A necklace. I mean, my mother's dead, you know, I give you one of her pearl necklaces or something like that, which is an enormous sentimental value for me. I think it would be appropriate, in fact, I think it would be justifiable at least to ask for it back after we've broken up.
So it's not a material values that matters the most. It's more of the sentimental value, if you attach sentimental to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can go along with that. But my question is, if it's that important to you, shouldn't you have thought this through better?
No, but that's the point. Because, you know, at the time, I cared for you so deeply
uh-huh.
Right? And maybe this man, and you know, cared so deeply about the chickens that he was giving this woman. Now he's asking for them back.
Well, what sentimental value does he attach to chickens?
I don't know. Maybe he wrote, you know, raised them himself and treated him like family.
I don't think so. Well, I think I do agree with that. I do agree with what John said. You know, when there's a big sentimental value attached to that item, then it's okay. But if it's food.If it's perishable items...
Well, I mean, it's apparently some people are making jokes like, you know, a man asking for his sperm back.
I don't know if it's a joke. It's probably a real thing.
Or a man ask, you know, his ex to cover half of the condom money. I mean, that's obviously perishable items.
No, this is getting weird.
I'm just, you know, reporting what I see.
Yeah.
You know, my concern is there are numerous stories about these, what we call 渣男, you know, really horrible guy story on
the
internet.
Perhaps.
Stingy, yeah. But my question is, maybe it's the girls who like to complain a lot, but I'm sure there are girls like that as well.
Well, I think also we have to remember that even in Western culture, there still is an implied financial transaction between the man and the woman, where the man pays for the dinner. The man pays for the movie tickets, and there is an expectation of certain reciprocity after the man has paid for that, whether that's in
sex,
physical intimacy, other types of romance, emotional intimacy, or something like that. And so perhaps that's kind of what we're seeing here. It's just like there was, you know, an expected reciprocity that has since been broken or something like that.
So I guess if you're a good girl and you don't want to be in a tangled relationship after breakup, you should probably just not accept, you know, very expensive gifts.
Or just give the chickens back.